we start this morning with a very, very, very important question. Have we found Ireland's largest egg? Well, 12-year-old Christopher Nolan's hen, Coffee, has laid a massive egg, the weight of half a grapefruit at 125 grams, which is apparently nearly three times the weight of an average hen's egg. And we sent Brenda Donoghue to investigate. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Ella. How are you today?
I'm great. This sounds intriguing.
Yeah, well, first up, I am going to hold back from cracking any egg jokes. Sorry, I had to get that in. I want to encourage anybody listening to the programme this morning, if they have a larger verified hen egg, to contact us on 51551. But the egg to beat is Christopher Nolan's egg with a whopping weight of 125 grams. Now, I'm going to set the scene because I went down to his home, and Christopher lives in Newtown Dunlackney in County Carlow with his mum and dad and his two sisters, Emma and Rose. And I went down to his home and his best friend Paddy was there. Paddy is very important in this story, okay? So the hen is called Coffee.
She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. Mm. And it is a very much loved feathered hen. And Christopher has 36 hens, six ducks, and he takes really good care of them. Christopher and Paddy brought me along to the hen run to see this, to see Coffee and to see the egg. So here's how we got on.
Chuck, 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 come on. That's barley that my granddad gave me, and we soak it in water for a week and then we throw it out to them and they love it. Come on, come on. Here, chuck, 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 chuck. Coffee was my first hen. I got her from my friend and she's a three-year-old black rock. I like the way she's always curious and she doesn't really mind where she is when she's happy. Like if you let them out and they'd all be up on the lawn, she'd be the furthest one away and she'd still come back at night though and she'd just go anywhere.
Tell me about Coffee's egg-laying habits.
Well, last year she used to lay six eggs a week. Then she began to molt, which meant she lost new feathers to bring back new ones. And she didn't lay during that, during all the winter, because she was changing her feathers. But then this spring she came back to laying, and she's laying six eggs every week now.
So 2 weeks ago it was a normal Sunday. What happened?
On Sunday, my mum's first cousin was over, and we came down to collect the eggs, and we put them all into a tub, and we brought them up. And then when we were up there, we realised there was a really big egg and we took a picture with it. Then we went in and we weighed it. To our amazement, it was 127 grams.
Were you surprised?
Well, no, not really. She lays an egg, an absolute monster of an egg, every single day. Without this being it, she'd easily lay the biggest egg you can get out there, even bigger than the ducks.
And what is it? What's your secret?
Well, I think the secret is that she just eats so much and she gets all the bugs and nutrients that she gets. We give her the not ordinary rolled oats and layers pellets every day and she gets as much as that as she wants. But a couple of days before we gave her chick mash for a kind of a little treat. They think of it, it's like it's chocolate. They also get scraps from the house, and also a couple of days beforehand we gave them boiled bantam eggs, which are the ones we don't sell, and small potatoes from the neighbour that you can't really eat.
And do you think that might have done the trick?
Yes, well, all the nutrients in it, and
yeah,
she loved it the most. You could tell she was in there and eating, and while the others were taking a break, she was still eating.
When did you discover your love of hens?
Well, I first discovered my love of hens when I was at my friend Paddy's house, and he had loads of hens and ducks and I just loved them, and he let me hold some of them, and I don't know, I just felt at home with them and they were really nice.
Well, actually, your best friend Paddy Byrne is here. Hello, Paddy, come in.
Hello.
A little bit closer.
Yeah, I saw them Coffee about 2 years ago. I bought them up in Michael Fair, up in Michael, County Carlo, and Charles came up one day and he asked me could he buy them off me, and he came up and picked two of them and I sold them to him for 15 euro.
The two best hens I ever got. The other one I got was called Cream.
Yeah.
So she was a white coloured one, so we had them Coffee and Cream, and she was the queen of the place. She hatched out 13 chicks out of 13 eggs and she was just the boss.
And Charles and Paddy, would I be right thinking your shared care a love of hens is important in how you bond as friends?
Well, I think it is, because we both kind of like the hens and the ducks and really animals in general we both have in common. We like them. We talk about them in school the whole time.
So, Charles, it's the reveal. Let's have a look at this egg.
The egg has a 17-centimetre circumference and it's 5 centimetres in width and 7.7 centimetres in length.
So what's going to become of this egg, Charles?
Well, hopefully my mum's going to let me eat it before it goes out of date. But you never know, coffee might lay a bigger egg next week. I'm very proud of this egg. It's just a personal record for me and it's just nice to say that you have one of the biggest eggs in Ireland.
Brenda, he's some boy for the detail, isn't he? Now, in our excitement, we called him Christopher.
Yeah, I know.
Now, same as Charles.
It's Charles. Yeah. The funny thing is, he's 26 hens. He went through every single hen, their personality, their little traits and
great farmer of the future.
Everything. Amazing. And it will come as no surprise that he wants to be a tillage farmer. And I'd say, what a tillage farmer he'll make. But it's interesting because we're talking about, he is definite and adamant that it's 125 grams, the weight of this egg. And how that is so is because they got Carlo SETU involved and the science lab there. And Dr. Rosemary O'Hara has verified the weight of Charles's egg. So let's have a listen.
The request to measure this egg was very unusual. It took me by surprise. It was one of the things that I hadn't been asked to weigh before. The egg, when we measured it, it was done on an analytical balance, and all of these balances are calibrated by professional companies, so we can guarantee and stand over the weight of the egg. When we measured it on several different balances, it came out as 125.38 grams on both different types of balances that we measured. So we can quite confidently stand over the weight of this egg that Charles Nolan's hen produced. We weighed the egg approximately 2 days later after it had been laid. Any egg can lose weight due to water evaporation through the eggshell. The eggshell is very porous and it allows for a gaseous exchange, and water, as I said, can evaporate out of the egg. So unofficially, it was weighed at 127 grams, and that two-day lag would account for the loss in weight of that 1.5, 1.6 grams. We can categorically state that the size of the egg is 125.3 grams. That has been measured on analytical balances here in SETU, Carlo.
That's fantastic. Now, Brenda, has it been eaten?
No. I think probably this weekend is the deadline in terms of it being in date, but he intends to eat it. So I think after he's had his moment on Countrywide, they'll be cracking open the egg in their home in County Carlo. I'm becoming an expert. I couldn't resist it because did you know that the world's largest egg ever laid was 454 grams by a white leghorn in New Jersey?
God love her.
Yes. In 1956, as I said, if you've a larger one, 51551. Now, Ella, before I go, so I was down in this beautiful village in County Carlow of Newtown, Dunlackney. And it was a big week for Charles and his family and the egg, and there was loads of drama. But it was also a really big week for the community there, because the principal of the national school, he's retiring, and his name is Mirish Brick. Now, the thing that strikes me, and I'm sure many people listening, there'll always be that one person, that one teacher who sees something, or that coach, and encourages you and believes in you. I believe that this man, Mirish, is that person for many, many people in County Carlo all through the years. And when I say years, we're talking 39 years. Yeah. So I went into his classroom. There was fifth and sixth combined there in the class, in the school. I just caught that moment and said we'd wish him well.
Too small and a hebra.
Instead of a diagrit every week here, we do a shanukal or a saying or a proverb, as Gaelge in Irish, and the children use that when someone comes into the room, instead of saying the normal diagrit. So they'll say that not every week. And the one they had this week, what was it, lads? Twos? It means a good start is half the work.
39 years being very prominent in the community. A big week for everybody.
A big week for everybody, I suppose. Yeah, a big week for myself and my family. I'm retiring tomorrow. The official date is the 1st of October. I started here on the 1st of October, 1984. Came up from Kerry as a 20-year-old, intended staying for a year. The time has flown. here I am 39 years later and I still feel like a young lad. Been very fortunate to come into this school, lovely country school, lovely children. Looking out here, most of the children, most of them, I've had their parents in school, either their mammies or their daddies, and it brings back great memories of my first few years here when I see these children in front of me. And lads, you're as good, if not better, than your parents. You're fantastic. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And Murrish, being a rural school, how does that work? How does it manifest itself?
Well, being a rural school, we're in the middle of farming country here. A lot of the children come from farming backgrounds. And that, yeah. And they love it, which is great. And that means that the children have different experience to children in, we'll say, in urban schools. And they get a chance to bring in their hens, bring in their ducks, bring in their lambs. We even had two sucky calves in here last year. There was frogs brought in one year. People bring in their fish. The other children get to see that, which is great. And also being part of a rural school, everyone gets to do everything because our numbers here aren't massive. So when we have a football team and a hurling team, everyone, they have to play. Everyone has to sing in the choir. Everyone plays the fiddle. It's inclusivity. Everyone does swimming. It might be for them all, but at least they get to sample it. And down the road, then they might keep that going when they go into their teenage years and into adulthood. And what motivates me really is that I like to see each individual realise their potential. Let it be in the classroom, let it be outside of the classroom, on the sporting field, let it be in debating and playing their music. It's great to see talent not being wasted. And that's what motivates me, to see every child realise their potential.
What are you going to miss?
Oh, I'll miss the crack. I'll miss the fun, and I'll miss these children, and I'll miss you, Paddy, as well. But I'll miss the, and I'll miss the routine of the day. You know, 2 days the same coming in here. When you're dealing with children, Brenda, you're dealing with really the most precious of all. And it's great that the children here are so friendly and so willing to talk and express themselves. And I love that. I'm going to miss your company, lads. I'm going to miss the crack with you. But I might come back next week to have a chat. Time moves on. No man is an island. Time moves on. It's time to let someone else now steer the ship and look after these great children.
Murrish, thanks so much for talking to us. And we wish you the best of luck.
Time moves on. All the best to Murrish Brick there, ending that report from Carlo by Brenda Donoghue. And also to Charles Nolan and his massive egg. And I hope he enjoys eating it this morning.